Okay, Bob, I'm not sure if you unkeyed or if you timed something out, maybe, but you just kind of dropped out on me. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I don't know if there's a timer on this repeater or how long you can talk or what. Do you know?
Well, on the one that you're accessing, I'm not sure. I'm coming in from the McComb repeater, and I think they've got that one set at 180 seconds, you know, right about 3 minutes. And I have a timeout timer set on this radio as well that is just a little bit less than that. So I usually will time out my own radio before I time out the repeater. But there are, as you are aware, there are a number of repeaters linked together here. And so I don't know if they're all set the same or not. You might possibly have a timeout timer set on your radio, but you would probably know about that. So at any rate, you were there and then you weren't. So, but I heard the majority of it, you were talking about your pine trees and your neighbor helping you take them down. So I got the gist of it there.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even think about the timeout timer on this radio. I didn't even think about that. I bet you it's set too low. I'm used to 3 minutes. These, that, you know, the ham radios on 2 meters, that's what it usually is 3 minutes. And I never thought about checking it on this. I didn't know actually it had one, but I suppose I should read the directions, huh?
Why would you want to do anything like that? Yeah, RTFM, as we say. But I'm sure you'll find it's not unlikely that it has maybe a default timeout timer that, you know, when it was shipped, they probably just default to a certain value. Some radios do and some radios don't, but at any extent, yeah, it just sounded like you unkeyed. It's kind of almost in the middle of a word, so it had that all the signs of timing something out. As I said, nobody died, so it's not a big deal.
Oh no, thanks for telling me. I didn't even dawn on me. I know my 2 meter rigs, you know, they got the repeaters have a, you know, 3 minute, and the radios themselves, you can set up your timeout timer. Normally they're off on them, but I didn't even know this one had one. Like I said, I'm just a guy. I suppose I should read the directions before I start operating something, right?
Next thing you know, you'll be asking for directions as you're driving.
Oh, come on, man. You're going too far now. I'm not going to ask for directions. I'll find my way home eventually.
Okay, Bob, you get to keep your man card, I guess. Yeah. Well, in ham radio parlance, you know, we get the purple crystal when we time out the repeater, but I'm not sure if it was the repeater or not. The repeater, when you dropped out, it just gave a normal courtesy tone. On my end, it identifies with the Morse code letter R when a linked repeater unkeys. It'll give an R as a courtesy tone. If someone's accessing the local repeater here, and the McComb repeater, locally from the local receive site, it identifies with the letter K. So when I unkey over here, I hear a K, and when you unkey, I hear a letter R. I'm pretty sure you're not hearing the same on your end, but that's what the McComb repeater does.
Yeah, when you unkey the what I'm listening to, all I hear is an E. You know, just a Mayville repeater is where I'm at, because I'm on the east side of Saginaw County, Frankenmuth, and Mayville's east of me, and where the other station's at in Saginaw, I'm not sure, but I'm assuming it's on the west side of Saginaw, so Mayville will be closer to me than that. But, hey, nice talking to you here, and you have to forgive me, because I forgot your name. My name's Bob. And I forgot your name. I'm terrible with names anyways. But, yeah, thanks for letting me know about the timer. I didn't even think about checking it on this radio, which I'll have to do. I have to find my manual for this. I know where it's at. I just got to dig it out. But thanks again. And, hey, again, it was nice talking to you. And